Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Taking Woman's Health More Seriously. Hi, friends. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Rebecca, and today is September the 21st. Today, we are on our wellness article for the month, and the title is called Wellness for Women. But first, I'd like to invite Linda to the program.
Hi, Rebecca. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here to talk about wellness for women.
Yes, and Linda, you are very qualified on both fronts.
Well, I am a woman.
Yes, we are both women, so we are qualified, and this is like a woman-woman duo to talk about women. And then also on the wellness aspect, because you do prioritize your health.
I do. And there's a slight difference when we're talking about these two words, wellness and health. Of course, there's a lot of overlap.
Yes.
But when we say wellness, it's more encompassing. Like it includes our physical well-being, our emotional, our mental well-being. So all of those are included in wellness, like a sort of holistic view of yourself and your health. But when we say health, we usually like are referring to, or you immediately think of your body, like physical health.
Yes.
Although health can include different aspects as well, your mental health, your emotional health, your spiritual health. Yeah.
Yes. So these two terms are highly similar and people often use them interchangeably. But there is a difference though, because like you said, when we say wellness, basically it includes everything. It's very holistic. It includes mental, emotional, spiritual, physical. Everything is included under wellness. And the second difference is usually when we talk about health, that's kind of the state that you are in. Like, for example, I might ask you, are you healthy?
Mm-hmm.
When I'm asking you the question, are you healthy? I'm asking you right now or in this period of time, do you consider yourself doing pretty well physically? So usually that's how we define it. It's the state that you are currently in. But with wellness, usually with wellness, this is a long-term process. It's a long-term process to achieve health. So we are talking about the choices you're making, the activities that you are doing or the activities that you're not doing so that you can achieve good health.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So wellness is more the process, the choices that lead to a certain outcome. And health is the state. That's the state you're in. That's the condition you're in. So this is like one major difference between health and wellness. But these days, we talk a lot about wellness, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we want to be healthy in all aspects of our lives. So
yes.
We don't just focus on the physical aspect, but we, you know, include all parts of our well-being.
Yes, because we now know that our mental health, our emotional health, our spiritual health, they all link up to our physical health. They are not
separate. They're all interconnected, yes.
Yes, everything is intertwined.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a very complicated machine with lots of wires. Everything is interconnected.
Yes, you can't separate them. So your mental health will affect your physical health and vice versa. Right? So we want to be healthy overall in all aspects of our life.
Yes. So that's why we're doing an article on wellness for women, because this topic both wellness and then wellness for women is becoming a very hot topic these days.
Mm-hmm.
And we are doing this because we do want to talk about the concepts around wellness and why the focus is more on women these days. So let's get into our first reading for today.
Wellness for Women, the next big thing in the resort industry. In the $6.3 trillion world of wellness, catering to women is the lowest hanging fruit on the tree. Yet women's wellness is an area that's historically been underfunded and underserved. In 2020, only 5% of global research and development funding was allocated to women's health research. Even spokespeople for the Global Wellness Institute, the largest research organization dedicated to tracking the industry, recognize their failure to collect data on what women need or want from the wellness space. They found it more logical to focus on fitness and longevity in the past. Enter Canyon Ranch, the OG of American wellness retreats, founded in 1979. In September 2026, it plans to unveil its third location on the outskirts of Austin, Texas, an ambitious 600-acre ranch whose primary focus will be women's wellness.
Linda, how big is this market of wellness?
It is $6.3 trillion. Like, this industry, that's what it is. That's a lot of money.
Yes. And it goes on to say that catering to women, so if you cater to something, that means who you're serving, mm-hmm. is the lowest hanging fruit on the tree.
Yes. I actually like this term, low hanging fruit. Here we have lowest hanging fruit, but it comes from low hanging fruit. And that's something that's easy to do, easy to achieve. If you picture fruit on the tree that's really low, it's the easiest fruit to pick, right? You don't have to use a ladder. You don't have to climb up the tree. You just pick that fruit and eat it. So when we're talking about low hanging fruit, and in this case, we're talking about this group of women, right? They are the easiest to target, to market to sell to, right? So that's
part of it.
The lowest hanging fruit
might be women in general seem to be more intuitive when it comes to wellness. We kind of just recognize how important mm-hmm. wellness is. Mm-hmm. Like, I think many times women recognize this earlier than men.
Yeah.
That wellness, like our mental health, our emotional health, is just as important as our physical health. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we pay more attention to that than yeah. men, at least.
I think so.
In
and
general.
I think maybe it's also conditioning. It's like how society conditions men to put a lot of focus on their physical health,
mm-hmm.
you know, but even conditioning from childhood when boys are taught not to cry mm-hmm. or not to be too emotional.
Right.
I mean, they're taught to be strong.
Yeah.
And strong, not just physically, but also emotionally mm-hmm. to not show any sign of weakness.
Yeah.
So a lot of this is also conditioning. Like, women are conditioned, perhaps, to be more intuitive to the needs for wellness. But here it's saying that in the world of wellness, women are a very good target audience. But what does it say? Women's wellness is...
Yeah, it's an area that's historically been underfunded and underserved. So although they would be the easiest to market to, it hasn't, like, research on women's health has been underfunded and underserved. And we get some statistics in the next line. In 2020, only 5% of global research and development funding was allocated to women's health research, even though we make up half the population and women are more in tune, pay more attention to their wellness and their well-being. It's rather underserved.
Yes, it's underserved. So under here, of course, just means not enough. So underserved, not enough being served, underfunded, not enough money going into research for women's wellness. Because I think traditionally in the past, most of the decision makers and the researchers were all men.
Mm.
So if you're asking male doctors, in the past, in North America, most of these men would be white. So we call them the white Anglo Saxon, we call them we have a term, right? The WASP.
Mm.
What is a WASP? White Anglo-Saxon Protestant men, because that's traditionally in the United States, that's where all the power structure was
the people in power.
White
mm-hmm.
men, and most of them came from a Christian background. And among Christians, of course, there's two large divisions. It's the Catholics and the Protestants. So we call the WASP. white Anglo-Saxon Protestant men, and they held most of the power. Mm-hmm. So
they would be making the
decisions. They're making decisions, and even the doctors and researchers doing the research, most of them were men, white men. So who are they doing research on? Usually white men.
Right.
White men for white men.
Yeah, concerns that relate to them, issues that relate to them. So not so much to women's health and women's well-being.
Yes, and then we have a very authoritative organization here. It's called the Global Wellness Institute, and this is the largest research organization for tracking wellness in the mm-hmm. world. And even this organization, it says that they recognize their failure to collect data on what women need or want in the wellness space, because it was easier to do research on fitness and longevity.
Mm-hmm.
What is longevity?
The length of your life, how long you live.
Yeah, and that's another very, very hot topic these days, mm-hmm. longevity. How do I live longer?
Yeah, and people in general are just living longer.
Yes.
We have much longer lives than people did decades ago and even earlier.
In the past, yeah. And there's a lot of money going into longevity research. How do I live longer? How do I live healthy and independent longer? So longevity is another very hot topic in the health and wellness sector. And then, so we have this background, and then today we're going to be focused on one wellness retreat center, and it's called Canyon Ranch.
Yes, and they are described as the OG of American wellness retreats. And this abbreviation or this OG, it's originally from like hip-hop like lyrics, and it stands for Original Gangster. But usually people, they never say that whole word. It's just the OG of something is the first person or one of the first people to do something. So the first of their kind. So Canyon Ranch was one of the originals to get into, to develop wellness retreats in the U.S.
Yes, and they started early. They were founded in 1979, so this is over 40 years. And then in September this year, which is like now, because we're September 21, in September 2026, it plans to unveil its third location on the outskirts. So if we're talking about the outskirts of a city, it just means kind of like it's very far from the center. So it's like the suburbs, but it's far, far.
Yeah, far outside of the city.
Outside of the city. Mm-hmm. So it's in the outskirts. And this is in the outskirts of Austin, Texas. And they have this huge ranch. This ranch is 600 acres, which is about 2.4 square kilometers. And this ranch, the focus will be on women's wellness. Yes. So, okay, interesting. So in the wellness space, we're recognizing there's a need for women's wellness and a place to do it. Mm-hmm. So we have places like Canyon Ranch that has been a pioneer in their field. They're going to pioneer into women's wellness. Well, let's continue our second reading, and we'll talk more about the female market for wellness.
The female market. Two-thirds of the brand's guests are women, says Chief Executive Officer Mark Rivers, referring to his existing resorts in Lenox, Massachusetts, and Tucson, Arizona. Yet that same demographic, he says, is misunderstood and swallowed in general healthcare. By focusing almost entirely on relaxation and beauty, yoga retreats and boot camps, the spa industrial complex is missing a massive part of what women care about: the physiological changes women face in different stages of their life. It's a gap that companies such as Canyon Ranch have been racing to address in recent years, as people's interest in wellness and willingness to invest in it has skyrocketed. To date, their efforts have typically manifested as the occasional treatment or themed retreat. There still isn't a single wellness resort making women's health their calling card. The very symptoms that women's wellness retreats address, hot flashes, vaginal dryness, hair loss, have long felt too taboo to name out loud, much less put on a marquee. But lately, the symptoms of perimenopause and menopause have become buzzy talk show fodder and the subjects of best-selling books. Everyone from Drew Barrymore to Michelle Obama is now openly talking about the stage in a woman's life that for decades was vaguely referred to as the change.
Well, two-thirds of the brand, and the brand here we're talking about is Canyon Ranch, this huge group that is geared toward women, right? Mm-hmm. This company, they have huge properties where they have retreats. And so two-thirds of the brand's guests are women. And what else does he say?
Okay, so this is coming from the CEO, Mark Rivers. And so they have these existing resorts in the states of Massachusetts and Arizona, so different parts of the U.S. And this same demographic, women, so a demographic is a part of the population. It can be based on sex, age, race, economic level. So here we're talking about the demographic of women. This demographic is misunderstood and swallowed in general healthcare.
Yes, this is interesting use of the word swallow, because usually when we say swallow, we're talking about, like, for example, like swallowing your food.
Right, yeah.
Right? Like swallow your food. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about you have something in your mouth and you need to swallow it to get into your stomach. But when we say something is swallowed up in something else, it just means that something else is so big that you just become, you're such a small thing that you just get swallowed up and you disappear.
Yeah.
You disappear into it because whatever that something is, it's so big. So basically, women's health in healthcare in the past has been, like, women's health is such a niche thing. It's such a small thing that it's just been eaten up.
But the thing is, it isn't that small.
It's not small, but it's just how much money and how much.
It's not given that much attention.
Yes, it's not given the attention, the staff, and the money that it should get. So it's been so underfunded, such a small, small thing that in terms of general healthcare, it's just a tiny little thing that people just don't notice. It's just swallowed in general healthcare. And then what do we go on to say?
Okay, so the retreats have focused almost entirely on relaxation and beauty, yoga retreats, boot camps. So the spa industrial complex is missing a massive part of what women care about, and that is the physiological changes women face in different stages of their life.
So basically, when we talk about physiology, this goes back to our university days where we're studying biology, right? Mm-hmm. Physiology is a very important part of biology, and it's basically, we're just studying how the body works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like how the body of a living thing, whether it's a human or animal or even a plant, right, how does it work?
The body, body parts, and how they work and function.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and of course, in different stages of life, your body's physiology changes. And because the physiology is changing, so companies like Canyon Ranch, they need to fill this need.
They do.
They do.
Yes.
They come in to fill this need. And people's interest in wellness and willingness to invest in it, willingness here to spend money on it, has skyrocketed. So that just means there's huge demand for it.
Mm-hmm. Great interest in it. And so they're coming at a great time, right, to fill this need and this desire.
Yeah. In the past, when we talk about women's wellness, maybe we think of a spa day, right? Mm-hmm. Like maybe it's a day you can go to the spa or you can go get a facial or get your nails done. So that was like what we thought of, like activities that you could do to make yourself feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah,
but
to relax.
To relax.
Yeah.
But there haven't been a wellness retreat that's specifically targeting women's health.
Right.
And here it goes on to say, this isn't a single wellness resort making women's health their calling card. Linda, calling cards are actually a really, really old-fashioned concept, right?
Right.
What is a calling card?
We don't really use calling cards anymore. But what it means now is the thing that you are known for. So if you make something your calling card, that is what you are known for. There hasn't been a wellness resort that's made women's health their thing. Like, they're known for that.
Yes, and a lot of it is due to culture, because a lot of the symptoms that we have to address, especially for women who are middle-aged, are symptoms of menopause.
Mm-hmm.
These are symptoms of, well, let's explain again, what is menopause? Menopause is the time in a woman's life when your period does not come for 12 consecutive months. So you don't have a period for 12 months. And that's officially the point in time when you are in menopause.
Yeah.
And then peri just means before. So perimenopause is just the time before your period ends. This is these are the months and years, often several years, like for some women, even up to like 10 years. It could be a decade before menopause comes.
Yeah.
So that's before. So a lot of these symptoms that we're talking about, like hot flashes, vaginal dryness, hair loss, these are all symptoms of menopause or perimenopause.
Mm-hmm.
But they have long been taboo.
Right.
What is taboo?
Something that's taboo, you don't talk about.
You don't talk about.
These are things that, it's too either seen as embarrassing or just not appropriate to mention and to talk about.
Yes. And because they are taboo, we don't talk about it. Like, we don't talk about how to treat it.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, like, we just kind of accept this is just part of life.
Yeah.
And you have to live with it.
Yeah.
So
you have to take care of that on your own. Like,
yes.
There's no, you know, public forum or like ways that you can discuss it. It was just something, that you took care of privately. Don't talk to other people about it. But it happens to every woman.
It happens to every woman, and that's why these issues are now being talked about so much. And then here it says, these issues were too taboo to talk out loud and much less put on a marquee. Now, marquee, that's another very old-fashioned form of advertising.
Yes.
So what is marquee?
A marquee is a big sign. So if you wanted to advertise something or announce something, you would put it on a marquee. And I think we still use that maybe for some places, like a theater, a theater that uses the old sign. That is the marquee to advertise what will be playing, what plays or shows will be showing. So you wouldn't, these things were too taboo to talk about, and you definitely wouldn't want to put it on a big sign for people to see or people to talk about. And here is, we're not talking about a physical marquee, but you wouldn't want to advertise it or bring great attention to it because it was taboo.
Yes. But nowadays, here it says, but lately, the symptoms of perimenopause and menopause have become buzzy talk show fodder.
Mm.
So fodder here is basically just kind of like the stuff that, like, they're kind of like trending or whatever, and we just talk about at a certain point in time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, something that is fodder is not something that is permanent, right? It's more something that is just kind of in season right now to talk about.
It's useful for a particular purpose. And you often hear, there's another way of using fodder, you might hear it as cannon fodder. So cannon fodder is what you put into the cannon that would explode or like be sent, like we'd blown off. So it's something that when used as cannon fodder, it doesn't matter that much. But here we're talking about this trendy topic.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that is going around that's being talked about on all these talk shows and by celebrities. We get some celebrities mentioned here. Drew Barrymore, she has her own talk show.
Yes.
And she touches on these women's issues or women's health issues often. And also Michelle Obama, the previous former First Lady of the United States. She also is addressing these issues.
Yes. And on their talk shows, well, because these women, they are in this life stage. They are in perimenopause or in menopause or postmenopause. So they're in these life stages. So they're talking about what's happening in their lives, in the lives of their friends. So now it's all out there on these talk shows. Everyone is talking about these changes that are happening to our bodies and what can we do to help make everything better, mm-hmm. right? So now women's wellness is front and center.
Yes, it is being put on a marquee now.
Yes, it's put on a marquee now. Everyone is focused on it because now we have a lot more women influencers and they are boldly talking about these things that we used to say quietly or never ever talk about.
Yeah, and again, these issues apply to every woman or will apply to them at some point in their lives.
Yes. Well, friends, this has been a really fascinating article about some wellness trends that are happening right now, particularly in women's health. So definitely come back and join us tomorrow, and we will continue talking about this new wellness retreat that Canyon Ranch has built and why it's so timely to happen right now. So come back tomorrow and join us for another edition of Advanced. I'm Rebecca.
I'm Linda.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye.